This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Kremlin said on Tuesday it was impossible for Russia to return to the Black Sea grain export deal until an agreement related to Russian interests was honored, rebuffing a call by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres for Moscow to rejoin. UN Deputy Spokesman Farhan Haq says Guterres continues to push a deal.
He has not given up on this because it's essential, not just for those two countries, but for the well-being of the world.
Russia on Tuesday said Western countries, particularly the United States, were putting, quote-unquote, unprecedented pressure on African countries to not take part in a Russian-Africa summit this week. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has more.
It also takes place after Moscow announced last week that it was leaving the Black Sea Grain Deal. That agreement had allowed Ukraine to safely export grain from its seaports. Russia has spoken of the possibility of supplying cheap or free grain to Africa's poorest nations to replace Ukrainian grain and make up for any shortfall. 49 African delegations have confirmed their participation in the St. Petersburg summit. A Russian diplomat was cited as saying by the TASS news agency earlier this month, around half would be represented by their head of state or government.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Israel braced for fresh strikes and protests Tuesday following a divisive parliamentary vote on a controversial judicial reform which has split the nation and drawn criticism from allies abroad. The decision by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hard-right government to push through a key plank of its reforms on Monday has already sparked legal challenges and clashes on the streets. Opponents were set to keep up months of protests on Tuesday, with doctors walking out. This is VOA News. Analysts say a spat between Sudan and Kenya is hurting regional efforts to mediate an end to the 3.5-month war in Sudan. Michael Atit reports for VOA from Juba, South Sudan.
Anwar Ibrahim Ahmed, an Ethiopian political analyst who monitors the Horn of Africa region, says members of the East African bloc, IGAD, will have to consider a grievance raised by Sudan over Kenyan President William Ruto. Sudan's government has repeatedly accused Ruto of having business ties with the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. Ruto denies the allegations. However, Sudanese leaders have refused to cooperate with the quartet group until he is replaced. Michael Atit for VOA News, Juba, South Sudan.
China has removed the country's sometimes outspoken foreign minister from office and replaced him with his predecessor. In an announcement on Tuesday evening, state media gave no reason for Chen Geng's removal and replacement by Wang Yi. The development comes after Chen dropped out of sight almost a month ago. The ministry has provided no information about his status in keeping with the ruling Communist Party's standard approach to personnel matters. A new United Nations report has said that the Asia-Pacific region needs to increase spending on disaster warning systems to counter rising climate change risks. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The report was issued by the Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific, or ESCAP. It says that nearly $145 billion is needed to set up systems to minimize deaths and damage from floods, earthquakes, drought, and other disasters. The main concern is that telecommunication systems in the region are strong enough to ensure that vulnerable communities will get necessary information when forecasts and emergency situations are declared. The report discovered that most countries have failed to spend even 10% of what is needed. I'm Karen Chamas.
The 18-year-old son of NBA legend LeBron James suffered cardiac arrest while practicing with the University of Southern California basketball team and was in stable condition, ESPN reported on Tuesday, citing a James family statement. The statement said Bronny James was no longer in intensive care at a hospital where he was taken after suffering the cardiac arrest on Monday. ESPN reported, James is a highly touted incoming freshman guard for USC, having been named a McDonald's All-American as a senior in high school. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or for the latest news and information, download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.